Disney Plus series Ms. Marvel tells the story of a 16-year-old Pakistani-American girl named Kamala Khan from Jersey City who discovers a bangle that unleashes power she never knew she had. Every superhero nerd's dream. Throughout the series, we follow this high school misfit's journey as she learns to control her powers and goes from being a teenager with an active imagination to being a young hero. Let's listen to a clip. This is a recap of the streaming series' first episode.
Kamala Khan!
So I guess we're not going to AvengerCon?
A cosplay competition for Carol Danvers at the greatest fan event of the year. My costume is near perfect, just pending the final flourish.
This is so cool. Is this Nani's?
That is junk.
But your teachers, they're telling me you're doodling all day in your little fantasy land.
No, it's not really the brown girls from Jersey City who save the world. But there's this thing called AvengerCon, celebrating our great heroes of our time.
So you want to go to a party? Is this a joke?
Check this out. Teenage girl at AvengerCon. Never seen powers like that.
Bring her in.
Who do you want to be in this world?
I've seen what happens when people get obsessed with their fantasies.
You're Kamala Khan.
You're going to save the world.
Then you're going to save the world.
Cosmic.
There's a lot going on there, and Ms. Marvel broke a record for the Marvel Cinematic Universe, becoming their highest-rated series on Rotten Tomatoes at 96%. The show is also making history with regard to representation. Kamala Khan is the first Muslim superhero to headline her own Marvel comic and television show. In the series, she is played by 19-year-old actress and breakout star Iman Vellani. And joining us today is one of the executive producers and directors for the streaming series, Adil LRB. Thank you so much for joining today.
Thank you for having me.
You're responsible for directing several feature films, including Image in 2014, Black in 2015, Gangsta in 2018. Also directed the third installment of the Bad Boys franchise, Bad Boys for Life, starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, and announced as a co-director of the upcoming HBO Max film, Batgirl. So you are busy. Thank you very much for squeezing us in today.
No, with pleasure. With pleasure, man.
So what intrigued you most about the concept and story for Ms. Marvel? I read a lot of comic books when I was a kid, and there was no character like Ms. Marvel on the little comic rack in the 7-Eleven on Route 9 down in Pine Beach, New Jersey.
Yeah, exactly. I can't imagine. But for us, it was, you know, when we were editing Bad Boys for Life, we were saying, what's the next step? And the next step had to be Marvel, of course, you know, in the biz. And but we were joking around saying that if we want to be part of the Marvel universe, well, it's going to have to be a Muslim character. And at that time, we didn't actually know Ms. Marvel. We had not read the comics. Mm. And that's how we discovered it, you know, that we discovered that comic, Kamala Khan's world. And we fell in love with the character and the world because, you know, it reminded us of our lives as teenagers, as Muslim teenagers growing up in Belgium. We are from Moroccan origin. And, you know, struggling to get your place, your identity at that age. You know, are you Belgian? Are you Western? But you have your Muslim traditional culture. So where do you fit? Nowhere really, but you gotta, you know, grow up and having that coming of age aspect that we found in that comic book that was really relatable to us.
We are also here with another director of the series, Bilal Fallah. Good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
This show is, I mean, such a breath of fresh air for so many reasons. I guess I should confess that I'm already a fan. I'm three episodes in. It's amazing. First of all, thanks. It's gorgeous. The production, the cinematography, the way you mix Kamala's drawings and all of those little details from her cell phone into the action. The fact that we're getting to see all of these great characters that we so rarely get to see on screen in roles like this. The actors are fantastic. And above and beyond all of that, there's a lot of overwhelming news we're all dealing with right now. And for an hour, it's amazing to have Kamala put on that bangle and just be taken away.
Yeah, that was the intention, to get transported into her world, her universe. And that's also why you wanted to have that visual style, while you have the animation and that surreal aspect to translate her dream world, and having like the text messages in the background of the environment, all those visual things that were not really present in the script that Kevin Feige allowed us to do as directors. And yeah, Bilal, you can also speak to that, how fun it was.
Yeah, I was a bit scared that they wouldn't do it, because all the other Marvel shows don't have those animation stuff. So when we did the presentation, we did like a whole dossier and we give examples really to show that's the way we want to go inside the head of Kamala Khan. And to our surprise, Kevin really, really liked it. And we went for it, said it's good, don't do it too much, but... Is it for a good reason? And that's how we have that animation really part and makes the show so unique and really shows what Kamala Khan is. And for the rest, we have our style, very dynamic with the cutting and montage sequences and music. Mm-hmm. And we also have a big influence from the John Hughes movies, these American 80s, 90s high school movies.
The John Hughes movies, the 1980s yeah. John Hughes movies.
Ferris Bueller, Day Off, and or also like American high school TV shows Saved by the Bell.
Parker Lewis Can't Lose. So, all of that Americana that we grew up with and it just, fills us with joy.
It's interesting you mentioned Saved by the Bell because, I mean... The production values here are on such a different level. This is like watching every episode is a movie.
That's right. That's right. I mean, you got an MCU. You got the Marvel budgets for that. So that was pretty cool. But it was like, trying to having that blend of like a very grounded story at the end of the day. It's this girl just wants to have a normal life, you would say, or would be cool, but she doesn't know how to be cool. And that's why it's like endearing and quirky and very charming. And at the same time, then it becomes part of that larger MCU world.
Mm. Now, at one point, Kamala's mother talks about her journey to America from Pakistan and how hard it was for her once she got here. Aside from the fun superhero story and all of that excitement, what's the other story you're trying to tell here?
Well, it's a story of how, in our case, our parents also immigrated from Morocco and came to Belgium and to Europe for better opportunities, to have a better life. And then, you have this culture shock and you need to adapt and you need, it takes a lot of courage to have that. And then we are born in Belgium, so we are already part of that. We're already, Belgian, you could say, the same way that Kamala Khan is already American, or Iman Vellani is already Canadian. But we gotta see how much the struggle was for them and the intention that they had to bring us all the opportunities that we could get. And that's the important story that's now relatable to so many people in the Western world overall. And it is also somehow also a universal story, because you just want to have a better life and provide a better life for your kids.
Well, the story takes place in Jersey City, even though I think it's mostly shot in Atlanta, right? It's not mostly shot in Jersey City. But why is Kamala's family based there in Jersey City?
Because in the comic book that it is in Jersey City. So it's really Jersey City is a character in the comic book. Our creator, one of the creators of comic books, and Amanat, is also from Jersey City, and there is a really big community of Pakistani people, and they have their neighborhoods. And that's what we really liked about Jersey City, that it's really, it has its own identity. It's
like a little sister of New York.
New York. In New York, you have Spider-Man. In New Jersey, you have Miss Marvel.
Yeah. Mike is also from Jersey, by the way. So that that's probably the connection.
Well, let's talk about
Jersey City for life.
Let's talk about your main character, Kamala Khan, a 16-year-old high school student from Jersey City. What's our first introduction to her as viewers?
Well, the very, very first things you see in the pilot that we directed, it's like a kind of fan fiction animation she does, which is also a bit inspired from the comic book. And we used her right away, that animation style where she explains the events of the Endgame movie, but through her eyes, the perspective of somebody that is a huge fan of Captain Marvel. And right away, yeah, there's just, you know, she just wants to go to this event named AvengerCon, you know, the first convention where they acknowledge the heroes of their times. And her parents, especially mom, doesn't want her to go. So the very first story is just a simple, simple story of a teenage Pakistani girl who just wants to wear a cosplay and go to that event. And that's how simple it is.
Well, let's listen to a clip. This is in the first episode of Ms. Marvel. Kamala is confiding in her best friend Bruno here after her parents told her she could only attend AvengerCon if she went with her father dressed as Big Hulk and her as Little Hulk. She does not like this plan, and in the scene just before this one, a very unhappy Kamala yelled at her parents in embarrassment.
I've never even seen them like that.
Like what? Like mad?
Hurt. And I think it made my dad cry.
Mr. Khan crying, that's not good. That's...
Yeah, but listen, your mom and dad, they're gonna calm down, okay? You're gonna apologize. It'll be fine.
Yeah, but maybe they're right. Maybe I spend too much time with fan art and costumes with my head stuck in fantasy land, so.
Who's they?
My mom, my teachers, Mr. Wilson, everyone. You know, there was a girl in our neighborhood who decided she wanted to go backpacking around Europe, and you would literally think she joined a death cult given the way all the aunties just gossip about her.
I'm lost. What does that have to do with AvengerCon?
He's dressing up as Captain Marvel's weird.
No, it's not.
And it's childish, and I know that, okay? And let's be honest, it's not really the brown girls from Jersey City who save the world.
Sure they do. You're Kamala Khan. You want to save the world? Then you're going to save the world.
Adil, in many ways, Kamala is the daughter that doesn't exactly fit the model of what her parents expect. Take away all of the superhero stuff, and this character really nails a lot of what 11th graders go through, right?
Yes, exactly. That's why eventually it's also a universal story, because, you know, it's all very recognizable, you know, the tension that you can get with your parents, and you want to do something and they don't want you to do that, and you feel like they don't understand you or why it's so important. So that was like the beauty of also the comic. You have this very specific Pakistani Muslim American story, but at the same time, it's just that universal story of teenagers everywhere in the world.
I have to mention this one character. It just popped into my mind. I'm going to probably remember the character wrong. I think it's a coach that she passes in the hall at one point, and she, you know, he very casually mentions her name and pronounces it wrong, as he clearly has been throughout her entire high school career, and that just really resonated. And I really hope I did justice to your names now that I'm thinking about it at the beginning of the segment.
Thank you.
but that must be a moment that you had a lot of personal experience with.
Oh, that's classic. That's a classic. I think in the show he calls her Camellia. This is story of our lives, I would say, and so much so that we are actually, I mean, for us personally, it doesn't bother us that much, but we're used to that now. And it's all the little details that people, you know, that makes it really authentic.
It doesn't bother you much, but in that moment, you know, later as she's beginning to feel her superpowers kick in, she, instead of just taking it, she steps up and corrects him.
Yeah, I think that eventually that's what, but that's also what we grew up in doing, you know, in the beginning. I mean, I was all time shy, you know, when people would mispronounce my name or say, well, you know, that's just the way it is. And then as you grew up and you think, you know what, you know, just make an effort, learn it, you know. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's listen to another clip. This is from episode 3. I just finished with episode 3. So far, there's only 3 episodes available, right? This is a 6-episode arc. Do I have that right?
Yes, yes. That's correct.
And things were complicated for Kamala at the start of this series, but and things are only heating up in episode 3. In this clip here. Kamala just met a friend of her great-grandmother named Najma, who explains the origins of the bangle that is unleashing her powers.
I never got a chance to thank you for saving me, by the way.
The least we can do is protect Aisha's family. We didn't even know she had any until you put on that bangle and we sensed the presence of Noor.
Noor? That means light, right? Noor girl?
No, that's not it.
There's Noor within us as well. It slows down our aging, for one thing. But we can't access its full potential in this dimension. But maybe because you're from here, you can.
What about Kamran? Wasn't he born here too?
That bangle helped you unlock the Noor. Maybe one day, something will do the same for him.
I don't know. It seems like a lot of bad things happen because of this bangle. Like, I dropped a kid off a building, and then I got chased by drones. And so it's like, it's just, I really don't think any good can come of this.
Of course it can. The bangle and its visions brought you to me and to all the people that you belong with. Those people out there just see you as a kid playing dress up. But I know that you've inherited greatness.
Where do you see this going, this story? Is there going to be a movie in the future, another series?
We cannot reveal too much about the show itself, but there is a movie coming. It's The Marvels is coming, so, and you have Miss Marvel in it. We don't know too much, because every time we ask Kevin Feige questions like that, he says, no, you cannot know, because you have to stay with the Miss Marvel show, and that's the bubble you work in. And every time, if there is a problem, we will tell you, but we will not say why. So
just says focus on that story, on the story of Miss Marvel, and that's it. So we
don't know what's really going to happen, but I think she has a big future, man.
There's a lot going on in this story, so you definitely have a full slate. Bilal, I wanted to ask you a question. Earlier, we were talking about John Hughes and how some of the rhythms of those movies found their way into this project. Can you talk about how you bring us into her community in Jersey City? There's an incredible sequence where you very quickly, it happens so fast, but it covers so much ground. You bring us into all of the different cliques in the community.
Yeah, it's a cool thing that was present in the script, and that's really something that we know. We in Morocco, you have that Moroccan community, and it really resembles to that. And we love to do it in a montage sequence where you have music, and you have like all this animation, and you see all the clicks. I do a little cameo in it.
Oh, really?
I'm one of the
Moss Bros.
The Moss Bros.
Oh, it's almost like the Stan Lee cameo beginning for you there.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'm also in episode 2 in the mosque itself for 1 second. So we're both present there. But one of our influences is also Spike Lee, actually, and how it's so specific, you know, his neighborhoods and the personality of those, you know, different group of people and Do the Right Thing. And Clockers is one of our favorite movies. And that is sort of also a kind of homage that we do to his kind of cinema by portraying the vibrancy of that city, of that community.
And some of the vibrant colors on screen.
Exactly. That's the funky style. So whatever with our DP, Rob, we would always watch some of his shots and scenes and say, okay, how do we do our Spike Lee shots in this version?
I have to ask about your lead actress, Iman Vellani, a Pakistani-Canadian actress portraying Kamala Khan, who is Pakistani-American. When did you know that she was right for this role?
Yeah, I think day one, from the moment we saw the castings, we felt like she was destined to be Kamala Khan, because Iman Vellani, her story is really parallel with Kamala Khan, because she's from Canada, she's Pakistani, she's also between those two worlds. She's a huge fan of Marvel, Iman. She knows every movie. She's an expert. Kevin Feige's idol, Iron Man.
I watched her taking an online quiz on Marvel movies. And it was pretty stunning.
Like, in 1 minute, she had to see all the Marvel movies, right?
Yeah. She knows her stuff.
She knows everything. And the same way that Kamala Khan is, because she's a fan of all the superheroes, and Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel, is her fan. So her story is really parallel. And she, you know, Kamala Khan never thinks she's going to be part of that. Like, Iman Vellani never thought that she would be one of the actors of Marvel. Hmm. And all of a sudden, boom, she's there. And same like Kamala Khan becomes a superhero. For us, it's like, it's crazy how she was destined to be this character. And she's really the heart and soul of the show.
Hmm. And as fans ourselves, we kind of live the experience through her as she becomes this superhero. To wrap up here, I wanted to mention you're also working on Batgirl, starring In the Heights actress Leslie Grace for HBO Max. This film is based on DC Comics character Barbara Gordon, also known as Batgirl. How are you hoping to bring something unique to the world of Gotham City and the story of this character?
Well, you know, we're very much inspired by the Tim Burton movies and all, just his own cinema, you know, not only Batman, but also the Batman animated series. We grew up with that, and that's like our first, you know, encounter with Batgirl as a character in that animated series. So we're going to try to have that kind of vibe in it, and maybe try to have some of that comic book homage aspect in it. And obviously, Batgirl is a different character than Batman. So you're still going to have the darkness of Gotham, but somewhere you're still going to have also that vibrancy of that character. So that's what we're going to try to do.
Well, Adil LRB and Bilal Falah, thank you so much for making the time today. I have like hundreds more questions that we won't be able to get to, but thank you. Next time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, man.
And Ms. Marvel is streaming on Disney Plus now.